Hey, this is Greg Sanders. Thanks for listening today. It's our hope that this message will help you connect to God, grow in His Word, and serve the kingdom in a greater capacity. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
Today, you're in for a special treat. One of the great things about our church is that we have several capable men and women who can break the bread of life and share the gospel with us and encourage us. And today you're going to get to hear from one of those individuals that we're just so blessed to have. Pastor Dave's going to come and preach the word. Pastor Dave, would you come and share the word of God with us today? I'm so thankful for Dave, his heart for the Lord and his ministry here at the assembly. Would you please make him feel welcome as he comes to share the word with us this morning? Love you,
thank
brother.
Thank you. You liking the beard on him? Not me. I mean, I've had one. How y'all doing this morning? Man, wasn't it beautiful this morning? This morning I got up really early, like I always do, and Natalie is snoring away. And I sat out on the back deck. Man, I had to pull a blanket out. It was nice and cool and drinking a coffee. And just started thinking of some of the old songs. The old songs started going through my head. And it's just wonderful to be in God's presence, just here and at home and wherever you are. I'm excited to be here. And I love this. I love my home. And several weeks ago, when Pastor asked me to preach, I started doing some reading, and that was good, huh? But I found something that we all pretty well, a lot of us know anyway, and so I flipped it into the Message Bible, and man, I'm like, man, this is just beautiful. It was just beautiful, so that's what I want to share with you guys today, because to me, He is beautiful. He's just beautiful. Man, I was looking out this morning, and you could see a storm in the south of us because we faced Cabot, and the little storm was rolling by, and you could see a little peak of blue skies, which we haven't seen much in a long time, and in the middle of it. But He's just beautiful. And I'm excited to share this message with you guys today. And so if you would like to, open up your phones, pull out your app, and go to the Message Bible. And you can go to Ephesians 2:11. We'll have it up here on the screen as well, too. But it's, to me, it's spot on. And I hope that you'll be blessed by it, because I know it blessed me. So let's set this up a little bit before we get into Ephesians 2. Well, Paul was writing to the church, of course, and he was addressing our life when we became Christians, how we were dead into sin, and now we became alive in Christ, and, you know, God saved us by His grace, and it was a gift from God to us. And so he starts right here and says this in Ephesians 2:11. He says, but don't take any of this for granted. Talking to us, we don't need to take what we have for granted, okay? It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's way had no idea of any of this. Didn't know the first thing about the way God works. Hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. I don't know about you, but I can relate to that. Before I walked in this church, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue about God. I didn't have a clue about Jesus Christ. All I ever knew that there was a little baby in the manger and that's who Jesus was. I didn't have a clue. It's amazing what happens when He begins to open our eyes. It says, you knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenants, His promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. But listen to this. Now because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it all together are in on everything. Listen to that. We were out of it, man. I know that I was out of it altogether, but now we are in it. Come on, that's something to get excited about. That's why I say to me, oh no, this is just beautiful to me. 14, it says the Messiah has made things up between us so that we're now together on this. Both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders, He tore down the wall we used to keep each other at distance. He repelled the law code that became so clogged with fine prints and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped us. Oh, then He started over. Listen to that. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being. Whoa! A new kind. A new kind of human being. A fresh start for everybody. Check that out. We get a fresh start. So I'm going to take you back to my past a little. Y'all want to see a little bit of my past? Okay. I'm going to take you back to the old me. Go ahead and show them the old me there. All right. There's one of the old me when I was a teenager. And then there with one of my daughters. I don't know. I kind of look a little like, I don't know. I look a little lost. I don't know. Maybe who knows where I was at. And then right there when my sister was getting married. That's the old me. That's the old me right there. Back when my life was full of all kinds of junk. We don't need to go into all that. Who's got a past with all kinds of junk? Okay, we can go, we can write a book on all kinds of junk. We can go to the junk store and fill it up with all kinds of junk. But check this out. And then some of you here today will remember the new me. Then I came in here July of 1997 and boom, the new me. A new start, a fresh start. You can see I'm holding a picture there. That's my mom beside me. And I'm holding a picture when I was a kid. Well, not a kid. I was probably young 20s. There it is. The new me. The old me. You know, that's what he's doing for us. He's given us a fresh start. He tore down the hostilities that we created as people. He tore it down so we could have something fresh and something new. Now, I look a little odd there. Don't you agree? Yeah, Lily's saying that is a little odd. You're embarrassing me. But you know what? That was the new me. That was it. The big mustache is gone. You remember those big mustache days? That's gone. It's the new me. New haircut. It's the new me. So 16, it says, Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Christ came, preached peace to you outsiders and peace to you to us insiders. He treated us as equal, so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit. Listen to that. We share the same spirit and have equal access to who? The Father. We all have equal access to the Father. There's nobody in between us anymore except for Jesus Christ. It's a new us. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start for everybody. It's a fresh start from all of the thousands of years before. He's doing something new. He's doing something wonderful. And he gets to do it inside of us. That's what's so amazing. So listen to this. At 19, it says, that's plain enough, isn't it? Don't we think that's plain enough? Yes? I mean, this is the word, not me. It's plain enough right here. You're no longer wandering exiles. You know, I remember the days when I was just lost in the world. I was just lost. Didn't know what I was doing. I knew I was trying to do something with my life, but I didn't know anything about Christ. I didn't know anything about really what true life is all about until I found him. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Your kingdom, this kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. Listen to this. You belong here. Say this with me. I belong here. You belong here. This is your home. This should be your home. This should be your home online too. Even if you're online, it's still your home. And that's what's amazing. It's amazing when we as Christians come together, we get a fresh start. We get a new beginning. And we got a new home. It's a kingdom home. It's a kingdom home. Man. Listen to this. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a what? God is building a what? He's building a home. Man, listen to that. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. It doesn't matter how we got here, whether somebody invited you, you were driving down the road, it's like, hey, let me check out that church. It doesn't matter how you got here. It's in what he is building. That's all that matters. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation, And now he's using who? You. He's using us. He's using that I word. He's using us to build his home. Fitting you in, what? Brick by brick, stone by stone, if you like stone houses. Okay? It doesn't matter. With Christ Jesus as a cornerstone that holds us all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God. All of us built into it, a temple in which God is, listen to this, quite at home. Man, take that in right there. God is quite at home inside of you if you opened up your heart to him. He's quite at home right here. Right here, right inside of me. Inside old crazy double D, he's right here. He's nicely snuggled in my heart. And nothing, and I'll repeat, nothing is going to drag me away. Throughout my years, a lot have tried to happen to drag me away from God. And there's going to be a lot of things that will try to drag you away from God. But man, God is right here at home. I often think a lot of my childhood. I go back a lot and I think about how things were when I was a kid. And I try to imagine what my life would have been like if I was a Christian back as a kid. So that's what's a privilege for myself and Natalie to be able to pour into kids today, because it's something I didn't have. But doing it for 21 years, pouring into kids' lives. You see, I didn't have that, but I think a lot about how I was back in the day. My family, there was a lot of disarray in our family, a lot of things that were going on we don't need to get into. But there came a time in my life where I knew that I wanted something more. You see, we begin to follow, it seems to be, a lot of us do, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us begin to follow what our parents did, or what our siblings did. I still remember this time when I woke up in the middle of the night and I shared a room with my brother, my stepbrother, and I remember seeing my brother on the floor with a bowl of pills, a lot of uppers and downers and all of that. It never left my mind. It never has. There was a lot of things that were crazy. So what did I do? Of course, I started getting involved in drugs and a lot of things in my life. We begin to follow those things. We begin to carry on the things that we learned from our parents, or we noticed by our parents, or we experienced by our parents, or our siblings. That's why it's important. Older brothers and sisters, man, your little ones are watching you, and they're going to follow your footsteps. And parents of kids are going to do the same thing. We're going to begin to follow their footsteps, whether they're good or bad. We're going to begin to take those on. Not everybody, but a lot of us. But there was some time in my life that I began to say, I want something a little bit more. I want something a little bit better. And so back in the mid-80s, I packed up, and before I had kids, and I moved to Cabot because I did not want my kids to be raised in Little Rock. I was hoping for something better. I was trying for something better. Even though my life was still in disarray, it was still messed up, I knew I wanted something better for my kids. I knew I did not want them to follow the same footsteps that I followed when I was a kid. I didn't want to do that. But there came a time during that time of disarray in my life that I finally heard God's voice. And I didn't even know him. I didn't realize it was God's voice until after the fact. But I heard this word, go. Get out and go. And I did. Because I've come to realize that God was going to use me to build a home. To build his home. The kingdom of faith. I didn't have a clue. But I heard him. I heard him. And I never forgot that voice. And I still hear that voice. Because I listened. Because I don't want to make the same mistakes. I don't want to create that. I don't want to create it for Lily. I didn't want to create it for Felicia. But she grew up in a lot of that disarray. Because I wanted something more for them. You see, God is using us to build his home. You see, whether you understand it or not, I think a lot of you do, but we're home builders. About everybody in here is a home builder. You're building a home. You're wanting to build a home. And before long, you guys will be building a home too. You're going to want to get married. You're going to want to have kids. And you can say, well, I don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. You're still going to build a home. Because we're going to build the home, the kingdom of God. Because God, remember, is going to use who? You. He's going to use you to build his home. So you just got to be ready. We've got to be ready, and we don't want to miss out. You see, a lot of us, we're in a home building project. That's what we are. Who in here who likes to tinker around at home and build things and make things and all that stuff? You know, doing a home makeover and all that good stuff is expensive. It costs a lot of money, a lot of time. It just does. We all have hopes and dreams of a home, building a home, having our own stuff, doing that. And same thing with you guys. I'm just pulling out you because you're right here in front of me. And all the other teenagers in here too. But you know what? That's what we are. We're home builders. What are we building in our life? What are we building for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren? You see, we don't see what happens tomorrow by our actions, but God does. And God is always trying to speak to us. It just takes sometimes for him to rock our world for us to hear him. He'll allow us to get into a big mess, or he'll allow us, and all he's saying is, hey, I've been trying to tell you, listen to me, because I'm trying to help you, every one of us. You know, there's a lot of, reality home makeover shows, and so we're going to have a little trivia time right here just for fun. Y'all want a little fun in the middle of all this beautiful message? Okay, who's into the home reality TV makeovers? Okay, we'll see how good you are. All right, show them the first one. Who can tell me who this is? Quick. You got to be loud. Come on. You don't know? If you know, raise your hand. Say, I know who it is. Who is it? Hometown. That's right. Aaron and Ben right there. Okay. All right. Y'all didn't do too well on that one. All right. The next one right here is? Okay. They're the most famous ones out there. But it is really cool. Are they the ones that have what the home look like and they roll it out of the way? That's what I thought. I don't watch them. I watch them every now and then, but yeah, that's pretty cool. But you know, we just saw that on my photos. We saw the old me, the makeover. God came in, did his makeover on me, and then now this is what you get. 21 years later, or 24 years later, this is what you get. You know, it's amazing. All right, we got another one. Let's show them who this one is. Property Brothers. Come on, bros. Yep. All right, see if you can get this one right here. All right, last one. Oh, yeah, this is new. Yeah, this is new on Netflix. This is the McGee's. The McGee's, this is Dream Home Makeovers. Yeah, I haven't watched it because I don't watch a lot of reality shows. But it's out there on Netflix if you want to watch it. That's just to name a few. But you know what? Today, I titled this message, God's Dream Home. Man, check that out. God's Dream Home, Roger, is right inside of you. Man, God's dream home, Helen, is right inside of you. That's his dream home. That's where God dreams of being, and in every human being on the face of this earth. Travis, sing that Southern gospel, bro. You know what? That's, his dream home is right inside of you. Man, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us mere humans, to be your dream home. Lord, there's families in this room today that are struggling. Lord, there's families in this room today that need a fix over. Lord, there's families in this room today that just need some help and guidance. Lord, there's families in this room today that are just soaring high with you, God. They just need a fresh outpouring because we got a long road ahead. And Lord, there's individuals here today, God, that have not started building a home yet, that need to build that home, to allow you inside God so you can start building that kingdom of faith inside of them, the kingdom country. And Lord, we ask you, God, just to have your way through your word today. Just allow me to be your vessel to speak your words of truth and love. And Lord, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, amen, amen. So what do we do? What do we need to build a home? We need what? We need a foundation? Well, first, he needs you. Yes, so everybody say, he needs me. He needs you to build his home. Yes, she's right, and we'll be getting there, foundation, but he needs you. You see, we go back to Ephesians 19:22. It says, now he's using you. Say, he's using me. I hope he's using you, okay? And it says, fitting you. Remember, it said, fitting you in, brick by what? Stone by? With Christ Jesus as our? That holds all the parts together. You see, we see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at, everybody say it, at home. Man, the whole part of this message, man, is what God, where God wants to dwell. Inside of us, inside of our families, inside of each and every family on the face of this planet. Man. Right before Ephesians 11, we go to Ephesians what? 10. I was checking you to see if you're awake or anything. But it says here, Paul wrote here, it says, we are God's, oh man, come on, say that with some excitement. We are God's masterpiece. Have you ever looked in a mirror and you're like, oh, I don't really like what I see? Yeah, I remember that. I remember those days looking in the mirror, not liking what I saw. Not liking what I saw on the outside, definitely not liking what I saw on the inside. I didn't like it. But it wasn't until I began to hear his voice and begin to open up his word to realize that I'm his masterpiece. He created me to be anew in Christ Jesus. You see, when we're born again, when we are made into that new creation, where everything starts new again, check it out, we're his masterpiece. He's inside of us. He's doing that home fixer-upper inside of us. He's making that dream home inside of us. A lot of things got to get out of the way. There's a lot of sweeping. There's a lot of nailing. There's a lot of cleaning up to get all that junk out. Sometimes it takes a long time. It doesn't happen overnight sometimes. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it happens in a split second. And sometimes it takes a while to get that home. God's home, your heart, your home, where God needs for it to be. You see, I like to look at it as we're like God's drawing out the floor plans for our life. You got to have a floor plan to build a home. You can't just go out there and start building it, because it's going to be disarray like my life was, and probably like a lot of your lives was, because you got to have a master plan. You've got to have. To go in our life, to help God to do what he needs to do in your life. It's got to happen. It's like this page needs to flip. It's got to happen. You know what? In order for God to build upon us, we do need that solid foundation. You see, it says back in the scripture that we were looking at, in that text, it says he used the apostles, Paul's and John's and Luke's and all of those apostles and the prophets, Isaiah's and Jeremiah, and he used those for the foundation. The thing is, he used those in the past. He's using you today, because that's what his word said. He laid the foundation with the apostles and the prophets, and now he's using you. He's going to use us. So what did they have that you might not have? They had They were obedient to God, point blank. They were obedient to death. They knew the cost to follow him. A lot of them did die. They died serving God. They knew the cost. Do you want to accept that cost? Man, now he's using you, fitting you in brick by what? Stone by stone, as Christ Jesus says, our cornerstone. Point two, yes, we need to build a solid foundation, not just for yourself, but for who? Your family. You see, we can't just be so focused on ourselves, because that's a way that society today has gotten to. It's a self. It's a self. You know, when I was trying to find pictures, there was no selfies back when I was a kid. That's why we don't see pictures of ourselves smiling. We don't have that back when, you know, the old photo books. Do y'all have selfies in your old photo books of this picture? Maybe at prom or something like that. Or we didn't have that kind of stuff. Because it's not about just us. Because remember, you're all home builders. You're home builders, or you need a fixer-upper. But we're building a home. Wow. So God used the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament to lay the bottom foundation. Listen to this. The church is not built on modern day ideas. And that's where a lot of problems are happening in today's church. Denominations are dividing because one half wants the modern day ideas. The other half, no, we want the old time in religion. We want what was written in the book. Not what you want to add into the book. Not what you want to think was deciphered in the book. But we want the book. That's what we need. We need the book. The only book. It's not built on modern day ideas. But rather on the spiritual heritage that was given to us. That's what the apostles laid. That's what the prophets laid. They all had the same message together. But he's using you. The bottom foundation needs to be solid. If you're going to build a family, a good, strong family, a family built on Christ, it's got to be solid. If you don't build it on a solid foundation, and the only truly solid foundation is Christ Jesus, there is no other solid. And you might have your opinion about that, but I'm sorry, it's just an opinion if you believe the Word of God is the Word of God. You can't take it out and say, oh, this is the modern idea. It's not that. Please don't do that, because then you're going to allow the enemy to come in and confuse you all together, because he's the author of confusion, the father of all lies, and he wants you to feel like that. He wants churches to be divided. He wants your thoughts to be divided. He wants your heart to be divided. That's what he wants. He doesn't have to get you to murder, kill, steal, whatever. All he's got to get you to do is be divided in heart. Boom! He won. That's it. So what did they preach that they had in common? What did the apostles and the prophets, what did they preach to have in common? Here it is. A word from God. They preached the word from God. What God told them to speak, they spoke it. They didn't worry about what people thought. Jeremiah was like, no, I don't want to. But use me, Father. You know, it's true. Sometimes it's hard. We don't want to. Sometimes it's hard when you're trying to build that solid foundation for a father and the husband and the wife and for the kid. Sometimes it's hard because you're going to have that division in that home. Because you got one saying this, one saying this. Then why don't you start saying, let's don't build on modern ideas. Let's build on the Word of God. Let's pick up the Bible and say, what does the Word of God tell us to do? That's how we need to raise our family. That's what we need to do. No. That's what I remember back when I was a kid in church. And don't go by what your memory is. If I did that, I'd be lost. My memory's scattered all over the place a lot of times. If I didn't have my wife, I don't know where I'd be. Jeepers. I might be down at the next church down the street saying, hey, what are you, I'm supposed to preach. No, you're not. You know? Jeepers. But remember, he's using who to build his home? You. Man. John the Baptist said it well in the Message Bible. I'm using that a lot today because I think it's just beautiful. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Repent of your sins, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Point blank, simple. Same message. He was a prophet of the new, preaching the same thing as the prophet of the old. It's all revolved around the same message. The message never changed. We should never allow that to change. It's up to us to make sure we don't allow that to change. Man, John, as he preached, he said, oh, listen to this. The real action comes next. Check this out. This is just some cool stuff. The star in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will change your life. Man, he's going to change your life. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. Woo! Kingdom life. Not just you, but your family too, if you allow him. It all starts with us. Trickle to our family. We have bad habits. Guess who's going to pick it up? We have good habits. Guess who's going to pick it up? That's why you got to start building good habits now, because people around you are going to pick it up. Even your friends, co-workers. But he says here, I'm baptizing you in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. His baptism, the holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from inside out. Woo! Who's experienced that? Changed you from inside out. You're a new creation in Christ. God is my home. Great things are happening. God, you can handle all the troubles that come my way, because I'm going to believe in you, I'm going to trust in you, and I'm not going to worry about the outcome, because you are the outcome. Isn't that what it is? Isn't that way it should be? That's having total faith and confidence in God. The apostles did. The prophets did. John the Baptist did, even until they cut off his head. All the way to the end. Are you in it? To win it? Oh, remember that? Oh, man. Listen to this. God has always had you in mind during his home building project. Man, isn't that beautiful? He's always had you in mind. Even before you were born, God knew you. He knew you were coming. He knew how you were coming. So there's no mistakes. There's no oops. God already knew it. There is none. God is amazing. He's always had you, Serenity, in his crosshairs. He always had you. See, like, don't call out my name. I did, sorry. But you know what? He knew you. Before you were born, you're created as his masterpiece. You're his home. Or is your heart his home? Is your life showing that he's living inside of you? So where has your focus been in building your life, building your home? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Where's been our focus? Do we open up the Word of God daily? Is it easy every day? No, I struggle. I'm doing the year thing with that Pastor Greg started in January 1st, and it's tough. It's tough to set aside sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes. It's tough. But we've got to. We just got to. We've got to keep digging in. You know, one thing is, it's amazing about God. He's never been a respecter of person. Never. He loves us all the same. No matter what you have done, he loves you all the same. You know what's so amazing about Christ? He destroyed all the barriers between us, between the ages, the nationalities, the economic status, the theologian perspectives or differences. It doesn't matter to him. It doesn't. What matters is you making his heart your home. It's about you making your home his home, your family home his home. That's what matters. Christ, through his life and death, has unified all believers into one family. So not only has God been in the home building projects, but he's also been in the makeovers. Who would say somewhere down in your past life, as a Christian, you needed a makeover? I did. And I'm so grateful that I allowed him to do that. Because without that, I wouldn't have Natalie, I wouldn't have Lily, Felicia, and grandkids, and Quentin, and others. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that I was allowed him, one, to work in my life, but I stayed obedient to him, even when it hurt so bad, it hurt so hard. I stayed obedient to him. No, God, I'm going to follow your word, how you say it needs to line up, not what the world and the modern ideas say. It's okay. I'm not going to do that, and I didn't do that. I stayed true to God's word, the best that I could. I'm not perfect by all means, just like you're not. But I tried, and I keep trying, even though Lily at times like, he's going nuts. You know, but I've tried. Last point where we're going to close it today, whoever's helping me close. God is a dream home makeover guy. That's who he is. God's wanting to make your family and your life his dream home makeover. Man. Mark 1, 7 and 8 says, we read it. I want to hit on something. Who's the star in this drama? To whom I'm a mere stagehand? Jesus Christ. He's the star. He's the one that should get all the glory and honor for it all. He's the one that we can go to at any time, any place, anywhere to have that makeover, to have that fixer-upper that we need. Because I guarantee you, there's some time, maybe today, maybe, hopefully not tomorrow, but we're going to need a fixer-upper. We're going to need a fixer-upper. We need God to come in and fix us, help us. We need God to come in to help us to get out of the disarray, to get out of the mess that we create, but God is more than willing to do that. He's more than willing to help us to fix our messes. All we got to do is ask him. And he's going to be there right there for us. He's going to come running to you in a sense the way we can look at it. Because he loves you that much. And he cares about you and your family and your future. Your future. The thing is, you can't see your future. That's why God, you got to allow God to make that floor plan for your life. And you got to ask God, God, show me that plan. Help me to make the right decisions and the right choices so I follow your plan. Your plan. Wow. This was the beginning of the spiritual process in that time. When Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit, the entire person is transformed by the Spirit's power. Jesus offers us both forgiveness of sin, and listen to this, and the power to live for him. Man, Nicodemus was curious about the rebirth. He was curious to sneak out at night to go find Jesus. Tell me more about this rebirth. Nicodemus was curious about it. Paul preached it. Whew. Now it's us, up to us to experience the rebirth. And both us and our families. Who in here today? And it's tough, it's hard, but say, Lord, I need a little help, a little fixer-upper in my home today. If that's you, just raise your hand and say, Lord, I need a little fixer-upper. I need some help today. Thank you for being honest to yourself and to God. Because I know there's more. It's hard. People are around us. People are looking. Oh, your family's a mess. I thought your family was great. Don't worry about them. Worry about your family. You see, God is going to run to you, but you need to run to him. I'm going to ask everybody just to bow your heads for a moment. I want you to think upon that for a moment. Think about it. Be honest to yourself. Because God is telling you through this message today, I'm here to give you a dream home. I'm here to give you a fixer-upper. God, we just look to you. We look to you, God, to fix our homes, to fix ourselves first, to fix my heart. And if you're here today and you would say, you know what, I want to experience that rebirth. I want to experience that rebirth. I want to experience that rebirth. I'm curious about this rebirth. If you want to exchange your old life for a kingdom life, I want you to raise your hand and say, that's me. I want to exchange my old life for a kingdom life. Come on, think about that. Because your families and your futures all start with you. Starts with you. We're a church family. And you never go through life alone. And when you need help, you need your church family to help you. One, that's why we have life groups. Two, that's why we have services together. That's why we can pray together. So I'm going to ask a very bold question. And I ask you to do something very bold for the sake of you and your family. Man, you want God to come in and help do that fixer-upper to make your home his dream home. I want you to stand where you are and say, God, I need a fixer-upper. I want that dream home. I want that dream home. I have one individual standing, and I know that there's more. We have two. Because we have three, we have four, five, six. Because this is all about God. It's not about me. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor, and I want you, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, part of our leadership team or whatever, I want you to look around and I want you to go and pray for these individuals where they are. If you're comfortable with that. Because they need you. They need you to stand with them in agreement. And if you're here today and you never experienced that rebirth and you want to experience it today, I want you to go ahead and stand up where you are and say, Lord God, I want to experience a rebirth. I want my old life to go away like Double D, so like a lot of others in here. And I want to become new, anew in Christ Jesus. I have a gentleman back here in the back that needs somebody praying with him. Can I have somebody go over there and pray with him over there in the corner? If you feel comfortable, please do. Thank you. I know times are tight now. But families, we need each other. Lord God, I come to you and I ask you, Lord God, just to move into these lives of these people who are running to you, God. They can't physically run to you, but they're standing, they're running in their heart, and they're crying out to you, God, for help. Because they recognize their family needs you. And Lord God, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit and give them strength every day. Fill their homes with your peace. Help them to make the right decisions, to choose the right paths in their life. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do in their lives. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for making us a kingdom home, a kingdom home, a kingdom of faith. Thank you, Jesus. If you're online today, you need somebody to pray with you about your family. I don't know what goes on online, but you can call the office here and talk to Danetta or Pastor Greg or Pastor Addison or me or Pastor Crystal during the day, and we'd be happy to pray with you and talk to you on the phone. God bless you.
Amen. Can we stand together today? As Pastor Dave was closing up that message, I just kept on thinking there's no telling what God will make out of anything you will just trust Him with. There's no telling what God will make out of your life. No telling what God will make out of your home, out of your family, out of your, even out of your hurt. And we just put it in His hands. So Father, today as a church family, we're just going to continue to put our lives in Your hands. And we pray our lives will continually be Your home. Lord, Your home for miracles, Your home for transformation, Your home for Your presence, because we cherish that so greatly. So Lord, I pray today You'll bless the people. Lord, bless them, keep them, let Your face shine upon them, give them peace and joy both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. If you're a first-time guest, I'd love to greet you and meet you. I'll be on the front porch in about 30 seconds. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us at the Assembly today.
Hello, this is Greg Sanders, pastor of the Assembly here in Cabot. I want to say thanks for listening today. If you are ever in the Cabot area, we'd love to have you join us for a service. For service times, check out our webpage at theassemblycabot.com. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great day, and God bless.